Number 56. One day, some wise men who were going about the country trying to find answers to some of the great questions of their time came to Nasruddin's district and asked to see the wisest man in the place. Nasruddin was brought forward, and a big crowd gathered to listen. The first wise man began by asking, "Where is the exact center of the world?" "It's under my right heel," answered Nasruddin. "How can you prove that?" asked the first wise man. "If you don't believe me," answered Nasruddin, "measure and see." The first wise man had nothing to answer to that, so the second wise man asked his question. "How many stars are there in the sky?" he said. "As many as there are hairs on my donkey," answered Nasruddin. "What proof have you got of that?" asked the second wise man. "If you don't believe me," answered Nasruddin, "count the hairs on my donkey, and you'll see." "That's foolish talk," said the other. "How can one count the hairs on a donkey?" "Well," answered Nasruddin, "how can one count the stars in the sky? If one is foolish talk, so is the other." The second wise man was silent. The third wise man was becoming annoyed with Nasruddin and his answers, so he said, "You seem to know a lot about your donkey, so can you tell me how many hairs there are in its tail?" "Yes," answered Nasruddin, "there are exactly as many hairs in its tail as there are in your beard." "How can you prove that?" said the other. "I can prove it very easily," answered Nasruddin. "You can pull one hair out of my donkey's tail for every one I pull out of your beard. If the hairs on my donkey's tail don't come to an end at exactly the same time as the hairs in your beard, I'll admit that I was wrong." Of course, the third wise man wasn't willing to do this, so the crowd declared Nasruddin the winner of the day's arguments.
One. Who came to Nasruddin's district one day? Two. Why was Nasruddin brought forward? Three. Who gathered to listen? Four. What did the first wise man ask Nasruddin? Five. What did the second wise man ask him? Six. How did he answer the second man's question? Seven. What was the third man's question? Eight. What was Nasruddin's answer? Nine. What did Nasruddin answer when the wise man asked, "How can you prove that?" Ten. What did the crowd declare Nasruddin?